I know what is right for me. I know what is right for me. I am constantly aware of what is right for me because I listen within. I listen to my heart. I listen to the thoughts in me that tell me exactly what is right for me. And when I listen to what is right for me, I know what is right for me, and I follow what is right for me. The big problem in life is to know what is right, is to know what is correct, is to know what I should be doing, and to do it. That's the big problem. I know that I should have good thoughts about myself. I know that I should have eyes that are clear as a bell, seeing everything in the world as magnificent and wonderful. I know that my world should be filled with people who are a reflection of the divine within me, of the beauty within me, of the goodness that's within me. I know that's who I really am. I know that's what I really am, and I know that's why everything in my life is so beautiful and so wonderful and so fantastic. I know who I really am. I know what is right for me. And when I know what is right for me, I follow that. I follow that every moment of my life. And I follow it with my whole heart. I follow it with every thought in me and every idea in me. People come to me and ask me for guidance as to how they can follow their inner path, how they can be their divine self, and how they can walk their divine self and know who their divine self is. They come and ask me, how can they be the ideal that they are? How can they be who they really are? How can they know what is right for themselves? And I always answer, when you be still and know that you are God, when you be still and listen to the divine within you, the right answer always comes. The right answer is always there, always revealing itself to you, always fulfilling itself in your life, and always allowing you to be the happy person that you are. One of the key words of being yourself and having fun, are you happy? Are you a happy person? Do you feel good? I guess the real clue comes, do you know you have a body? If your body is totally invisible to you, if your body is totally unaware to you, if you live doing all the things you do and you don't feel anything about your body except that it's good, and you don't even feel that. You just live in your divine self. You live in that attitude about yourself that is good and beautiful. And when you live in that attitude, you don't have an awareness of any part of your body. You don't have awareness of your mind. You don't. Einstein never thought about his mind. He never thought, let's see, what is my mind thinking today? He was his mind. He lived his mind. He acted his mind. Great athletes, when they're running their race, when they're involved in their athletics as a soccer player is, they are so intense in their athletics, they do not feel their body. They do not feel anything about their body. When they harm their body or override their body, overwhelm their body, they don't feel anything about it. It's only afterwards, when they stop thinking that I know what is right for me, when they stop thinking that their body is a temple of the living spirit, when they stop thinking that they can do anything, they can do anything. And when they start living in the now, doing anything, when they start acting in the now, doing anything, just being their divine, wonderful self, then they're really following what is right for them. Now, should we all become soccer athletes? Should we all become great pros in the various fields that we might be involved in? Should we do that? Should that be part of our game of life? Should that be part of who we are? What should we do when we do that? Should we really be listening to who we are and what we are and how we are? Should we really be following that sort of inner self? Does that inner self always lead us right? I believe it does. I know what is right for me. If I am choosing to be an athlete, if I am choosing to be an educational person, if I am choosing to be an intellectual, if I am choosing to walk the path of life and see everything harmonious and good and beautiful, if I am choosing to be a beautiful person, and I am a beautiful father who loves my children, I'm a beautiful mother who loves my children, I'm a beautiful grandmother or grandfather, I'm a beautiful, everything I do is beautiful. I love me. I love what I do. Could I ever be harmful to myself? Could I ever be harmful to my children? Could I ever be harmful to my grandchildren? Could I ever be harmful to anybody in my life? Could I ever be harmful to my body? Could I ever misuse my body? No matter what the misuse may be. I am incapable of doing that, and it does not even enter my consciousness. It does not even enter my mind. It does not even enter my thinking in any way, shape, or form. I know what is right for me. And knowing what is right for me, it's not a matter of, no, you can't do that or you can't do that. It's just being myself and having fun. It's just following what my inner self says to me, go for it. But my inner light says, this is it. When I am there, I'm not a human. And from a point of view, I'm not divine. I am the all. I am unlimited by any individual thing, by any specific thing. I am unlimited. I am the allness. I am being my wonderful, fantastic, divine self. I am being who I am. I know what is right for me. And knowing what is right for me, I follow that every moment of my life. Knowing what is right for me, I live in the awareness that this is my divine self. This is my real self. I am not even aware that this is my real self. I'm not even aware that this is my divine self. I'm not even aware that I am thinking of doing something or not thinking of doing something. I just flow with myself. I am unaware of my body. I am unaware of my mind. I'm unaware of my world around me. I live in that presence, in that power, in that goodness, and I live in the majesty of who I am. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I know what is right for me. I know what is right for me, and when I follow what is right for me, then everything I do works out perfect. Everything I do tells me it's wonderful. When you work in the garden and you finish working in the garden, you're down on your knees and you're shoveling and you're digging and you're doing things, and you're not used to doing that every moment of your life. You do that very seldom, maybe once a week or how often. And when you get up from your crouched position, when you get up from your kneeling position, how do you feel? Do you feel tired? Do you feel stretched? Do you feel any of your muscles sore from being used? If you do, you're not doing what is right. Because if you are not living so blissfully in who and what you are, you're not doing it right. However, when you're living blissfully in who and what you are, when you live in that bliss of joy and delight and magic and wonder, you don't even feel your muscles. You don't even feel the vertigo of getting up and down quickly. You don't even feel any of these things. You just feel like a young spring chicken ready to go out and cackle all over the yard and just have a great time. This is who you are. This is who I am. This is who we are when I know what is right for me. When I listen within and follow what my within tells me is right for me, then I am doing everything in divine order. Then I am being myself in divine order. Then I love me. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? I know what is right for me. And when I know what is right for me, that's great. But when I follow what I know, then that is beautiful. That is glorious. And that is who I am. Join me on this awareness today. and be yourself and have fun.